Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. India expresses deep concern over civilian casualties in Lebanon, asserts for respecting the sovereignty and territorial integrity of states. Government says it has successfully met the peak demand of electricity and energy requirements amid West Asia crisis. In Uttar Pradesh, number of electorates grew by over 84 lakh after completion of special intensive revision exercise. Delhi police busts Pak intelligence agency ISI and Babbar Khalsa International sponsored terror, arms and espionage module. India concludes its campaign at 2026 Asian Boxing Championships in Ulaanbaatar with an impressive haul of 16 medals, including 5 gold. And India's Ayush Shetty enters men's singles semi-finals of Badminton Asia Championships in Ningbo, China. And now the news in detail. India has expressed deep concern over the rising number of civilian casualties in Lebanon amid continued strikes by Israel despite the two-week ceasefire in West Asia. It asserted that the protection of civilians remains its foremost priority. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the current situation is very disturbing, particularly given India's long-standing commitment to peace and stability in the region.
India has always emphasized the protection of civilians as the foremost priority. Observing international law and respecting sovereignty and territorial integrity of states is essential. Our embassy in Lebanon remains in close touch with the Indian community for the safety and security.
Meanwhile, the government has said that it has successfully met the peak demand of electricity and energy requirements of the country amid the West Asia crisis. Additional Secretary of Ministry of Power, Piyush Singh, said that all thermal power plants are running in full capacity with adequate coal stocks.
Because of our strong coordination with the Ministry of Coal and Indian Railways, we are able to maintain a very good stock in all our thermal power plants. Currently, the stock is around 55 million tons, which is sufficient for the next 19 days. And the supplies are very robust and continuous.
Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said domestic LPG and fuel supply is stable in the country. Ms. Sharma assured that there is sufficient availability of petrol and diesel, and no dry out has been reported. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that Qatar has reaffirmed its commitment to remain a reliable energy supplier to India. He said this after holding discussions with the Qatar Minister of State for Energy Affairs and President and CEO of Qatar Energy, Saad Sherida Al-Kabi, in Doha. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said, during the meeting, both sides discussed all aspects of the strategic relations between the two countries. He said that the two sides also expressed hope for early return of peace and stability in the West Asia region. Maritime traffic through the Strait of Hormuz remains restricted despite a two-week ceasefire between Tehran and Washington that began on 8th of April, with shipping activity still far below normal levels. Our correspondent reports that industry estimates indicate traffic has dropped by nearly 95% compared to pre-crisis levels.
Despite the ceasefire, tankers from GCC countries are still facing major obstacles. Iran has introduced selective passage rules and transit charges that could reach up to $2 million per vessel. Some payments are reportedly being requested in Chinese yuan as Tehran seeks to bypass sanctions-linked banking restrictions. Ships must also seek advance permission, undergo political vetting, and follow designated routes monitored by Iranian authorities. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance warned Tehran not to play the United States as he departed for Islamabad for negotiations aimed at ending the war with Iran. Addressing reporters before departure, he said the U.S. is open to constructive engagement if Iran approaches the discussions in good faith. However, Mr. Vance cautioned that Washington would not respond favorably if Iran attempts to act in bad faith during the talks.
We're looking forward to the negotiation. I think it's going to be positive. We'll, of course, see. As the President of the United States said, if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith, we're certainly willing to extend the open hand. If they're going to try to play us, then they're going to find that the negotiating team is not that receptive. So we're going to try to have a positive negotiation. The President has gave us some pretty clear guidelines.
Negotiations between Iran and the U.S. are set to take place in Pakistan tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the world is today going through a period of deep turbulence and uncertainty. He said that partnerships like the one between India and Mauritius become more important in such times, inaugurating Mauritius' first dedicated renal transplant unit at Jawaharlal Nehru Hospital. Dr. Jaishankar said that India will always stand with Mauritius as a trusted partner.
That Mauritius is not a partner. Mauritius is part of a family. The inauguration of Mauritius' first dedicated renal transplant unit is a landmark achievement. It's not just a medical milestone. It is a moment of hope. For patients suffering from kidney disease, this facility will really be life-changing.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has held productive discussions with senior White House officials in Washington, D.C. Embassy of India in Washington said in a social media post that Mr. Misri met National Security Council leadership. He also exchanged views on issues of mutual strategic interest, including the Indian Ocean strategic venture and the recent developments in West Asia. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Uttar Pradesh, number of electorates grew by over 84 lakh to 13 crore 39 lakh after the completion of the special intensive revision exercise. The Election Commission today published the final voter list. Citizens can now verify their names online through official portals such as voters.eci.gov.in. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh's Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said the draft electoral roll published on 6th of January this year had a total of 12 crore 55 lakh 56,025 voters, and the final electoral roll published today shows the total number of voters at 13 crore 39 lakh 84,792. A report from our correspondent.
The number of voters in the 18-19 age group has risen to 17,63,360, accounting for 1.32% of the total electorate. The gender ratio has also improved to 834 female voters per 1,000 male voters. Comparing the draft and final rolls, Uttar Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said that the total increase in the number of voters is 84,28,767. Among districts, Prayagraj recorded the highest increase in voters at 3,29,421, followed by Lucknow at 2,85,961. Highest number of voters increased in Sahibabad assembly seat of Ghaziabad district, where around more than 82,000 voters have increased in the final list. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Delhi Police Special Cell has busted Pakistan's intelligence agency ISI and Babbar Khalsa International-sponsored Terror, Arms and Espionage Module. Additional Commissioner of Police Special Cell Pramod Singh Kushwaha said 11 accused have been arrested from Punjab and Delhi. He said these accused were in contact with Pakistan-based operatives on encrypted apps. In a landmark announcement, Director General of Police Shivdhar Reddy declared Telangana entirely free from armed Maoist formations following the surrender of the remaining Telangana State Committee and PLGA members. This achievement marks a strategic victory for the state in neutralizing left-wing extremism. In Uttar Pradesh, 10 people died when a boat capsized in Yamuna River in Mathura district today. The incident occurred around 2:45 p.m. when a boat carrying devotees from Ludhiana capsized in the Yamuna River. District Magistrate of Mathura C.P. Singh said that around 30 to 32 people from Ludhiana were boating in two boats on the river. The incident took place near KC Ghat, where one of the boats sank. He informed that army has been called and teams of NDRF and SDRF have also reached the spot. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath have expressed grief over the mishap. The western districts of Tamil Nadu have been providing a conducive ground for the growth of the BJP, as AIADMK also enjoys a majority there. In the last assembly elections in 2021, out of the 68 constituencies, 44 constituencies were in favour of the NDA alliance. We now take a look into Avinashi constituency, a reserved seat which is situated in Tirupur district.
Avinashi gained significance as former state BJP leader and Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan is contesting from this constituency. The constituency has remained an AIADMK bastion since 1957. AIADMK has won 8 times, Congress won the constituency thrice, DMK, CPI and Vivasaya Sangam each won the constituency once. The incumbent P. Dhanapal has been elected thrice from this constituency. His son has joined actor Vijay's TVK. Avinashi is famous for Avinashi Lingeshwara Temple and has a significant number of weaving and spinning textile mills and engineering industries. Opposing Dr. Murugan, contesting from BJP, is a new gen medical Dr. Kokilamani of the DMK. Dr. L. Murugan has contested from Rasipuram and Darapuram earlier. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Bihar Chief Minister and JDU National President Nitish Kumar on taking oath as a member of the Rajya Sabha. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Nitish Kumar is one of the most experienced leaders in the country and his commitment to good governance has been appreciated everywhere." The Prime Minister also congratulated former Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh for being nominated to the Rajya Sabha. He said that Mr. Harivansh has made invaluable contributions to journalism and public life and is a respected intellectual and thinker. Min Aung Hlaing has been sworn in as the elected president of Myanmar today. He has led the country with strict military control since taking power from Aung San Suu Kyi's government in 2021. His presidency follows a general election that was widely criticized by United Nations experts and human rights groups. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced a ceasefire for Orthodox Easter, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressing Kyiv's willingness to abide it. Russian news agency reported that the ceasefire will remain in effect tomorrow and on Sunday. Benchmark domestic equity indices surged over 1% today, supported by broad-based buying across sectors. The Sensex rose 919 points to close at 77,550, while Nifty added 276 points to settle at 24,051. On to sports. India concluded its campaign at the 2026 Asian Boxing Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today with an impressive haul of 16 medals, including 5 gold, 3 silver and 8 bronze. In the men's 50 kg category, Vishwanath Suresh clinched the gold medal today. He defeated Japan's Daichi Iwai by dominant 5-0 margin in the final, securing country's first Asian title in men's boxing in 5 years. India's Ayush Shetty stunned world number 4 Jonathan Christie of Indonesia to enter the men's singles semi-finals of the Badminton Asia Championships in Ningbo, China today. Shetty slayed Christie 23-21, 21-17 in a fiercely contested quarter-final. India concluded the women's wrestling campaign at the Asian Championships in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan with a total of 5 medals including 1 silver and 4 bronze. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru was 61 for 3 in 6 overs against Rajasthan Royals at Barasapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati when reports last came in. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and have opted to field. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India expresses deep concern over civilian casualties in Lebanon, asserts for respecting the sovereignty and territorial integrity of states. Government says it has successfully met the peak demand of electricity and energy requirements amid West Asia crisis. In Uttar Pradesh, number of electorates grew by over 84 lakh after completion of special intensive revision exercise. Delhi police busts Pak Intelligence Agency ISI and Babbar Khalsa International sponsored terror, arms and espionage module. India concludes its campaign at 2026 Asian Boxing Championships in Ulaanbaatar with an impressive haul of 16 medals, including 5 gold. And India's Ayush Shetty enters men's singles semi-finals of Badminton Asia Championships in Ningbo, China. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.